this part of the past time, I'm going to speak another class in future. How Krishna delivered Putana. But still, let's mention this briefly. So your question is that, was it destiny that she became the she became Krishna's mother, she was delivered in the spiritual world, or was it because for any reason she comes, when somebody comes to Krishna and offers something to him, they will be delivered? Definitely it's not destiny. Generally we have this idea of what is destiny. Destiny basically is, you could say, the kind of situations that befall us in our life. How we respond to those situations is up to us. And sometimes we also use the word destiny in another sense, that somebody was destined for greatness. Somebody, a small child, is a mathematical prodigy. Then he's fulfilled his destiny. And they become a great mathematician. So we use it in that different sense also, that what somebody is meant to achieve. So was Putana meant to achieve Krishna? No. In this case, it was Krishna's extraordinary mercy. Now, is it true that anybody who approaches Krishna for any purpose, they get purified? Yeah, that is true. It is said that Gopyah kamat bhayat kamso dveshat chaidyadayo nrupah. So, that different people come to Krishna for different reasons. And because they become personally absorbed in Krishna, they become purified by that absorption. Now, in the case of Putana, so for example, Kamsa was constantly absorbed in Krishna out of fear. Oh, well, comes Krishna, come and kill me, Krishna will come and kill me. So it is described he was so absorbed that at night, when he would be lying down and his wife would come near him, Krishna has come. So he would not see his wife, he would see Krishna. That was the level of the absorption. And similarly, the Shishupala also was absorbed in envy. There is no description specifically that Putana was absorbed like that in Krishna. So different characters illustrate different principles of bhakti, or different principles of life. So when Kamsa is eventually delivered, or when Shishupala is delivered, that illustrates the principle of the fruit of absorption. That if one is anyway absorbing Krishna, they will be elevated. It is not just approaching Krishna. Approaching Krishna is the beginning. It is absorption Krishna. So, it is, they were absorbing Krishna, so they were elevated and liberated. In the case of Putana, there is no description that she was that absorbed in Krishna constantly. She was just deputed by Kamsa to kill Krishna. So in the case of Kamsa, Putana, her deliverance is a demonstration not so much of the potency of absorption as the potency of Krishna's mercy, Krishna's extraordinary reciprocation. So normal. There is a word called causeless mercy. Now, what does causeless mercy mean? It means that the cause is too less for the mercy. There is a cause, but normally we have reciprocation. So if person A gives somebody $100, then they give them some product which is $100. So there is equilibrium. Mercy means that it's completely disproportionate. Something which we don't deserve, we are given. So causeless mercy doesn't mean there is absolutely no cause. There is a cause, but there is no proportionality. The cause is very little, and the result, what is given, is very, very large. So in the case of Putana, Krishna saw, there is the spiritual principle and there is a material principle. And both can work in parallel. Say, for example, if somebody has got diabetes and they see some gulab jamun and it's prasad. Oh, this is prasad. How can I refuse it? Now they take the prasad. Now you could say prasad always purifies. Yes, it always purifies. But the purification is at the spiritual level. At the material level, if somebody has diabetes, and they there'll be a result at the material level, isn't it? So if you wanted purification only, then you could have taken rice and chapati also. Why did you take gulab jamun specifically? So if you're taking it for purification, then that particular thing which we took, that might be inappropriate because it has some effect at the material level also. So, whenever, so in the case of Putana coming toward Krishna, at that time, that the spiritual level, because she had the spark of maternal affection, or at least maternal action that she did. So, because of that, Krishna appreciated that. At least she's come with the she's done some maternal actions. And it's described that she was in her previous life, Krutamala. And she was the sister of Bali, sister of Bali Maharaj. And when she saw Vamana at that small time, so she was so happy to see this nice boy. And she had some maternal affection toward him. But then immediately the maternal affection changed when she saw that Vamandeva has taken everything away from Bali Maharaj. She became very angry with him. So from that previous life also, from this life also, there was a small amount of positive action or positive intention, whichever way you want to look at it. And Krishna appreciated that. But this was at the spiritual level. At the spiritual level, Krishna took that small, oh, you have a desire, you have acted as if you want to give milk to me, I will give you the facility to forever offer milk to me. That was at the spiritual level. But at the material level, because she acted in terms of a murderess. So, she got the result at the material level. The material level, the result was that she tried to kill Krishna, and then the normal principle is, if someone tries to assassinate you, kill you. In self-defense, you can kill that person. So, she got the result at the material level because of her evil actions. But because those evil actions were done in a way that there was some maternal affection over there, so she was elevated. So, it's Krishna's causeless mercy. It's not destiny in that case. It's there were some factors which should come from a previous life. But just those previous life's factors were not enough. It was Krishna's special mercy that led to her elevation. Thank you.